So let's review. The Gemara discusses several halachas regarding a shchivmera, a mortally ill person. Amar Rav Huna, shchivmera shektish kol nochasa v'amar manil plein biyadi neman. The shchivmera consecrated all his possessions and later says, I have a mana belonging to a certain person in my possession. He is believed because chazaka ein odem oise kenunya al hektish. A person would not defraud hektish. However, if Nachman asks, Rav Shmuel demer tavayu shchivmera sham a manil plein biyadi. If a shchivmera said, I have a mana belonging to plainly in my possession. Amar tenu noisn, loymer tenu ein noisn. If he said give it to Pliny, we give him the mana, but if he did not say give it to Pliny, he is not believed to deprive his sons of their rightful inheritance. Therefore, if Nachman asks, adam albanav, a person would not deprive his children either. If so, why is he not believed? Clearly, we must explain, adam astu shalayla azbiya azbanav. We assume he merely intended to dispel the impression that his children are wealthy. Similarly, we should assume Adam Astu Shalayla Zbias Atzmoy. He may have claimed to possess money of others to dispel the impression that he is wealthy, and the recipient should not receive the mana. The Gemara concedes the point and explains Idiv Idi de Nakachdar. In both cases, we're discussing a case where there is a document attesting to his claim. However, Hadim Makoyim, Hadalay Makoyim. Rav Huna discussed a document whose signatures were authenticated, and so Hektish must pay the mana. While Rabbi Shmuel discussed a document that was not authenticated, and so Amri Tanu Kaimi Lishtari Lo Amri Tanu Loi Kaimi Lishtari. If he says give him, this is tantamount to authenticating the document. But if he does not say this, it remains a non-authenticated document, and we do not give that person the mana because we assume he was not sincere. Another halacha regarding a shchimra. Shchimra Shama Tanu Mana Lepleini V'Amri Yisayim Peranu Neman. If a shchimra said give him mana to Pleini, and the orphans now claim they already gave him the mana, they are believed because kivin the paska avu in lamilsa ikalamem the pari. Since he explicitly ordered them to give the mana, we assume that they obeyed. On the other hand, shchimra shamar mana laplani biyadi v'amr yisem peranu ein the mana. If he said, "I have a mana belonging to plani in my possessions," the orphans are not believed to say that they already returned the mana because kivin the paska avu in lamilsa ikalamem the pari. Since he did not explicitly order them to pay, we do not assume they already returned it. Another halacha, shchimra shamit mana laplani biyadi v'amri yisayim, chaza v'amalona abba parati nemanin. If a shchimra said, I have a mana belonging to plani in my possession, and the orphans claim he later told them he himself already paid it, they're believed because at kuri mitker it's plausible that he later remembered returning it. However, tznu mana laplani v'amri yisayim, chaza v'amar abba parati enanemanin. If he said, give a mana to Pliny, and the orphans claim he later told him he already paid it, they're not believed because imisa de pari la hava amar tenu. If he had already paid, he would not have instructed them to give it in the first place. The Gemara inquires, shchimra shahoida. If someone claims a debt from a shchimra and he admits to it, perhaps ad mishata b'shas misa, perhaps a person would make insincere comments on his deathbed, and so tzorach lem atam edai v'tzorach shem kesevu. He must say, you are my witnesses, and he must instruct them to commit his admission to writing. Otherwise, he can later claim that he was not sincere. Or, ein ad mishata b'shas misa, a person does not make insincere comments on his deathbed. And so, ein tzorach lem atam edai v'ein tzorach lem kesevu, his word binding, even if he does not say, you are my witnesses, and he does not need to instruct them to commit his admission to writing. The Gemara rules, Ein odem mishata b'shas misa, b'divir shchimra k'ksuvin uk mesorin domu, a shchimra would not make insincere comments, and so his word alone is fully binding. Zok the Mishnah, Hamalves chaver b'shtar, gave him nechas m'shabadim. If someone lends money with a loan document, he can collect his debt even from encumbered property, from property that is now sold, but was owned by the borrower at the time of the loan. As the Rashbam explains, Kivin de'ika tarti shtar ve'edim, mafkele l'kala, v'l'kuchis hudavsidin anafsh ayu. Since there exist both witnesses and a document, word of the loan definitely spread and the buyers had the opportunity to do proper research and decide whether to buy these mortgage properties. The Rashbam adds, afil l'baliach reist, achreist ha'i sefer. The document does not need to stipulate so explicitly because the guarantee is always the default assumption. However, the Mishnah continues, if he did not record the loan in writing, but merely gave him the money in front of witnesses, he can only collect only from unencumbered property. Property still in the borrower's possession. Since there is no koil and the word did not spread, the buyers would not have known. The Mishnah continues, if the creditor has a promissory note in the borrower's handwriting, he can only collect from free property because it is not a real document and there is no koil. The Gemara debates the source for the lien on the property to the extent that the creditor can confiscate it from someone who purchased property from the borrower after the loan took place. Ula holds, Dvat Torah, Echad Milva Bishtar ve'echad Milva Peh, Gevim Nechas Mishabadim. According to Torah law, both documented and undocumented loans can be collected from sold property. The Torah recognizes the power of a lien on a property, as the Pasuk says, Yeti Lecha Avit, referring to one's possessions serving as collateral, and this includes real property. However, the Chacham instituted that an undocumented loan cannot be collected from such properties because of Pseid Dilakuches, in order to protect buyers. However, we're not concerned about the buyers of property mortgaged to a documented loan, because Inu Ninu Dav Sidir Al Nafshayu, they caused their own loss because word definitely spread and the buyers had the opportunity to do proper research and decide whether to buy such a property. Rabbah holds, Tzvat Taira, Echad Mil B'Bishtav V'Echad Mil V'Apeh, Eina Goyva Elam Nochasim Necherim. According to Torah law, both documented and undocumented loans cannot be collected from sold property because Shibud Lav Deraisa. The Torah does not recognize the power of a lien on the property because Kra B'Mashkoin Shle B'Shas Halva Asai. This pasuk is only discussing collateral taking at the time the loan is due. However, the Chum instituted that a documented loan can be collected from such properties Kedle Shle Tinel Delz B'Fnei Lavin, so that creditors should not refrain from granting loans. However, they did not allow this regarding undocumented loans because Hasam Lasle Kala, word of such loans does not spread and the buyers are unable to protect themselves. The Gemara concludes with the following distinction: Amar Papa Hilchasa Milva Al Peh Gevim in Ayershin Kedei Shle Tinel Delz B'Fnei Lavin. The creditor of an undocumented loan can collect from heirs in order not to discourage them from giving loans, and the heirs do not suffer an out-of-pocket loss since they did not pay for the property. However, he cannot collect from buyers since they didn't have the opportunity to protect themselves and they will suffer a loss.